fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 5th day of July, with a Tuesday morning roundtable. Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. His article is published exclusively at LibertyMan.com. Jeff Nyquist published 6 books on the international commerce conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. We're expecting Steve O'Neill to call in any minute. And once again, gentlemen, especially Steve and Jeff, the two of you have very disparate beliefs as to who Russia and China are, and what the differences between the United States, China, and Russia on one hand. On the other, the two of you reached the same conclusion that we're in for really bad times, possibly as soon as before November 1st, possibly as late as 2 years from now. But you reached the same conclusion in a general sense by different methods. That's the point I'm trying to make here. Now, I'm going to add something to the Henry Kissinger discussion. It's been 25 years ago. There was a veterans organization at the U.S. Personnel Records Center in St. Louis, Missouri, run by the National Archives, by the way. And at one of those meetings, I was told by a member of the National Archives, an employee of the National Archives, he says, "John, we have Henry Kissinger's military records in the vault." He says, "John, Henry Kissinger likes little boys." That's what he told me. They got the complete file there. Now, I don't know if the file includes details on Henry Kissinger being recruited by the Russians on one hand. On the other, Jeff, and I'll ask some feedback for you, blackmail material held in by the Russians and Chinese is a great way to recruit and retain control over anybody, Jeff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a favorite method. Sexual blackmail, yeah.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Now, let's move on to something that we all four of us can agree on, and that would be prepping. I know that I refer to Leon as the most advanced prepper I've ever known. I know that Steve O'Neill is an advanced prepper. He's working on his homestead. He'll be on it probably beginning in an hour when this show ends. working on his preps. I know that Jeff's up there in the frozen Northland where the snow begins in about 90 days. So we'll begin with a short statement by Steve on the new homestead. And what's your current project there, Steve?
Everything.
Everything.
To be honest with you, it'll be some time before I'll be able to visit with you all again. I'm off on a temperature hold this week, but no, it's a war footing. I know what's okay. coming and roughly when.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not so concerned about what's below Henry Kissinger's waistline, but above his neck, every one of our heads of state and high politicians are compromised. It's called Bohemian Grove. It's called lobbyists. You know, the problem is all over the place. And child blood sacrifice on top of that when you get really high. You want to talk about corruption and perversion? We can get into that subject. But let me tell you something. That's what's really running the world right now, and that's why we're not going in a good direction. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay, let's leave it at that. We got some callers here, gentlemen. First, we got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Steve and Jeff. I wanted to chime in a little bit on this. I guess it would go in with the food preparation and stuff like that. But according to Steve's remarks earlier, he was talking about the supply chain, our, you know, the problems that we're going to have as far as distribution and all these things and fruit for food. And yesterday, I think it's the Gateway Pundit. I might be wrong on that, but I believe that was, I read the article. I look at so many different things, it's hard for me to remember. But I think it is, but I remember that they issued an article just that came out just yesterday saying something to the effect that there were 11,000, there's a company that goes around and they supply world leading organizations with this information on this chain, supply chain disruptions. And in I think it was in 2021, they issued 11,000 something supply chain distributions in 2021 throughout the whole world. Not just the United States, but in Asia and Europe and all over the world. And so they also commented on that, you know, since 20, I think in the ones that we hear about, like these 100-something fires and stuff that we have that are causing disruptions in our supply chains and in on our farms and food production facilities, that have been only going on, that we have data, we know about 100 of them, but this has just been going on since 2022. These have evidently been going on, have been way, way up since 2021. And not just here, but all around the world. So it looks like we're dealing with, see, when something goes down in one plant, we'll say, has a problem, it affects all the food distribution cycle throughout the whole, you know, chain. And so this company does, that's what they do. They supply information to these top organizations and as to where, you know, what's going on with food distribution. But yeah, that's an interesting article, and it looks like that we're building up to a worldwide food shortage that is not going to be a joke. Actually, it's going to be a real thing coming up here. The other thing I'd like to comment on, and, you know, I've already chimed in on this lots of times because, it's, you know, it's neither here nor there. But, yeah, I if I have to jump in there, I'd have to say that I go with Steve's view on what's going on over there. By the way, for those who don't know, Russ, I would challenge him on his using Kissinger as a source, though, because Kissinger is really just a banker. Man, I mean, he's not a banker himself, but he represents that, we'll say, the World Economic Forum side of the equation that we're looking at here, whereas Russia, on the other hand, is looking at a different, you know, economic systems that they're going through. And so what we're seeing is an argument between major, world monetary systems at war here. One that's being based on going back to gold standard and getting away from the petrol dollar and what's going on over there. But, and the other being based on the petrol dollar and Rockefeller and the Klaus Schwab's and the World Economic Forum side. And Kissinger is definitely on that side. But that being said, he has recently come out and said not too long ago that Ukraine should think about backing out of the war over there in Ukraine, and that's because they're losing so bad. Now, I don't know what Jeff has to say about that, but just recently, just in the last day or two, Ukraine, the Russians over there pretty much wrapped up the Donbass area, and they're reporting that some 5,000 soldiers have been killed by the Ukrainians, and they just simply can't replace those people. They don't have the troops to resupply.
So Ukraine killed 5,000 Russians.
Ukrainian had taken like over up to 5,000 soldiers have died.
You said Ukraine killed 5,000 soldiers.
Well, what I meant to say was that Ukraine has suffered about 5,000 soldiers' deaths in the last couple of weeks over there between Lugansk and then down in the Azov area around the Mariupol area for that area where the chemical plant was. So they're being stomped on over there by Russia right now, and they're looking, Kissinger said that they should be looking for some type of retreat. And that's pretty much what he's calling on. These people are calling on that idiot Zelensky over there, who was not elected, fairly. Because, by the way, even though George Soros wasn't there, his voting machine stayed behind. And so we're looking at the same voting machines that voted Zelensky in that also voted Joe Biden in. Okay? And of course, Jeff believes that there was no problem with the election here in our country, which tells me he's off to lunch. And I think the paranoia that Steve was talking about was probably paranoia, not of things not being real, but the paranoia that Jeff has against the United States.
I never said that. What? Please, let's correct the record. You're saying I said there was nothing wrong with the election here? That's not true in anybody's listening to me or read me.
No. You said way back you didn't say that there was a problem in the elections here.
Okay? Don't lie about what I say.
I'm not lying.
Do not do that.
I'm reporting what you said.
All right? Stop. You just said that I believe the elections that we had in this country were free and fair in 2020. I've never said that. I've always questioned them. So don't misrepresent me to everybody.
Okay, we need to move on. Charlie, thank you for your call. Let's go to James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I think in these conflicts, what happens is it goes down to the investment bankers who finance them. And my question would be, does Canada and the United States have a railroad that is on a superconducting track? We have one railway that works on superconductors, and I think the answer is no. Am I right?
I'm not aware of such a railway between the United States and Canada.
Yeah, right. Right. No, I'm saying that a railway where the train actually lifts up in the air because of superconductors that are keeping it up there. In other words, it doesn't touch the track. We don't have that. And the investment bankers have given up on North America. They've got better places to make their money. And this is exactly how it works. And you'll find that the communists, whoever they are, and the so-called capitalists or the free world, like they say we are, we borrow our money from the same places. You see? So we're being manipulated like puppets. It's been like that since time. I mean, a couple hundred years ago, it was the Medici. They were doing it, you see. Now, I just learned today that the Chinese in one location of Vancouver here are putting a run on two big shopping centers for food, okay? Now,
they're putting a run. I'm not sure what that means. They're putting a run. What does it mean?
They're buying all the food. They're buying all the food. The shelves are empty. They're
conducting a run. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and these are Chinese, okay? This particular area of Vancouver is intensely Chinese populated. Now, I think they must be hearing something about something. I'm going to keep on watching to see what happens.
Well, these are ethnic Chinese who immigrated to Canada from China. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah, and they're back and forth all the time. They're back and forth.
Right.
So they know what's going on.
Well, here's something I've said frequently, James, is that personal connections and family ties will always trump non-disclose agreements. And as Jeff has said numerous times the past couple of months, the Chinese are preparing for war. So, of course, word's going to get back to the ethnic Chinese in Vancouver. Of course it will.
Yeah, absolutely. So having said that, bid you all adieu, and today is my birthday.
Okay.
I'm 70 years old.
All right. Well, congratulations, James. Have a great birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, James. We appreciate it. Well, Jeff, you're probably not surprised about ethnic Chinese in Vancouver, Canada, rushing to supermarkets to stock up on food. In fact, I expect it, and Jeff, do you expect it as well?
Expect Chinese to be stocking up on food?
Yes.
I never give it any thought. I can tell people that in 1997, the Canadian Intelligence Service, CIS, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police wrote a report, which was classified. I believe it still is classified. I got a copy of it. And the report is called the Sidewinder Report. And it's about Chinese infiltration of Canada. And they said that this was, you know, when Hong Kong, of course, the treaty went into effect. A lot of people moved, began moving even before then from, Canada. So you had a lot of Chinese coming through Hong Kong, coming into Canada. And because Hong Kong was Commonwealth and Canada's Commonwealth. And so they had laws in Canada to restrict ownership of property in Canada. Those laws were repealed. The Sidewinder report said, you know, if we don't stop this Chinese infiltration of Canada, now it's going to be unstoppable because they're getting control of our politicians. And it was urban real estate was the key, getting control of urban real estate in terms of supporting political candidates and how political campaigns were funded in Canada. And the report was suppressed by the politicians. It was already too late in 97.
1997, that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's how long the infiltration of Canada has been going on. I mean, if you were a Chinese national, you could not own, 25 years ago, you could not own property or businesses in Canada. Now they can own anything in Canada. And in the report, they had sources, the triads, the criminal organizations, gangs in China, had made alliances with the People's Liberation Army intelligence and the Chinese state security, and they operate with them in that country. So they use corruption, drug trafficking, money laundering to advance their control. And in the report, one of their witnesses, one of their sources, Chinese sources, described Canada as a path into America's flank to attack America in the flank.
There we go. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Fix bayonets.
And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your home, your car, the same way the Department of Defense does. Your car, your spouse's car, the youngster, that youngster is off to college car with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That's the EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Steve O'Neill, nuclear scientist, engineer. His articles published exclusively at thelibertyman.com. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, his six books for sale at amazon.com. Let's take our next caller here. It looks like Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Our November elections are November 8th, but the early voting starts September 25th. And as I hear, understand it, the administration or whoever is pushing Biden, they want NATO to get in this war before September 25th so that they can suspend the elections.
Is that a question or a comment, Laura?
Well, I'm just asking a comment on it.
Okay, I have no information about that. I've heard the same story, but I've seen no evidence of it. Jeff, do you have any follow-up on Laura's statement? You're on mute there, Jeff. Jeff, you're on mute.
Yeah, sorry about that. I couldn't get to my mute button there. Anything is possible. We've got war brewing in the Far East and in Eastern Europe, a war is on. And we have a severe economic crisis impending. So, with this kind of government we have here, they could do almost anything. I mean, I don't think they've been governing according to the Constitution in all respects. We've kind of departed from it, at least since the 1930s, with having, administrative law judges. That's an important area where we've departed. And I think we're in danger now of the system being changed. And I think that's the intention of the Marxists who are around Biden. I think they'd like to change the system if they could get away with it, and they'd like to persecute conservatives. They'd like to make it illegal to believe in the Constitution and in the Bible, too, by the way.
Right. Steve, you got any follow-up on Laura's statement about NATO going to war before the election begin in September?
The analysts that I follow have indicated that rumor does exist, but there's no substantiation of it. It's simply speculation. However, there are arguments in favor and against it. One thing, we are, of course, we're stocking NATO. We're sending troops and a lot of materials over to NATO locations in preparation for war. And they're internally in the Pentagon, essentially, the word is prepare for war. When is another question. I really don't think that the substantial, there's different levels of war. They're talking about trying to enter into a support action in Ukraine. That could happen anytime. But the thermonuclear aspect of it, I don't think will be the major war. Won't be for a couple of years. It will take time for that to develop. For one thing, the nations involved will not likely appeal to it until they have exhausted their other options. And that takes some time for the conflict to develop, many, many months. And so, we've heard these types of things covering up elections before. It's always speculation, and generally doesn't happen. But there is a concern. I'm more concerned about the manipulation of the election itself and the extreme social unrest in this country, possibly to the point of civil war that could arise next year if a few really stupid things are done.
Okay.
European war is going to be a gradual thing for a while, I think. That's the best I can... of course, the analysts that I follow and their late opinions, that's where I stand on that.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, Laura, thank you for your call, Laura. Let's move on to Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. Do any of you remember the song by Joni Mitchell, 1966, The Circle Game?
I remember it vaguely. What about it?
Well, I just want to, I'm not an expert on any of these topics, but I live some of these topics. Okay. So in the school systems, there are communists in the school system. Not only do they, when you go to challenge them on any topic, if you're off of their topic, they'll threaten you with an F or a C or below, or you're out of the department. It does exist, because I went to college in the 70s, and then I went into the school system teaching. And right, in a conservative school, they had Stalin hanging up in the primary library.
Okay, we got a break. Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. New listing, a log lodge, log home on Yoakum Road, about 7-8 minute drive from my place. Beautiful place, room for three families with not quite 6,000 square feet of living space. Check that out. And, of course, energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And if you already got your energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. Everything's available at thelibertyman.com. Tuesday Morning Roundtable is now joined by Steve Ben-Noon. And we'll wrap up Deborah's comments here real quick. Deborah, you're just reinforcing the beginning point of Jeff Nyquist's career, where he found out, and Jeff, if I'm wrong, correct me, please, about 36 years ago, Jeff determined that unless he became a communist, he could not become a professional educator as he chose to. Is that somewhat accurate, Jeff?
No, I was encouraged to become a communist as an educator. And they tried to recruit me. They liked me. And I didn't take them up on it. I said no, basically, and I couldn't get a job after that.
That doesn't surprise
me. I don't know exactly what happened. I know I got some things put in my file when I was in graduate school. I was in a PhD program in political science.
You're breaking up there, Jeff. Well, let's move on. Deborah, we do thank you for your call and your reinforcing what what Jeff experienced.
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is...
I really had serious run-ins in graduate school. That was when I worked for a professor who wanted to indoctrinate the students with Marxism. And
okay, we lost Jeff. Deborah, you have a final comment before we move on?
I guess what's frustrating is it's right in front of our eye. It's been there forever, the communistic movement. And when you bring it up, nobody wants to believe it because it's not American. But anyway, that's the frustrating part. Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're joined with Steve Bannoun. His website is israelinewslive.org. And we've got you for how long, Steve?
You got me for about 30 minutes here. I'm actually trying to get ready to head on the road, passing some guy named Moore on my way where I'm headed, but I won't go into those discussions.
Okay. All right. Well, you got a couple of youngsters with you. Are they both teenagers now?
Yeah, they are. Ethan is now 18, so he's practicing the liberty wings of freedom. And Ariella is soon to be 14. So.
All right. Well, two teenagers, one of whom is an adult, and hopefully can share some of the driving. Well, we've had an hour and a half with the Tuesday morning roundtable with these other men contributing as necessary. So let's see what kind of updates you got for us here, Steve.
All right. I do want to comment, though, on what Jeff was talking about, because that is a very serious subject. And just one comment, actually, and I'm sure Jeff probably can concur with this. My uncle, who also, he's retired law enforcement. He is a law enforcement professor for the University of West Florida, and he also worked for the FBI. And he said to me, he told my wife, actually, we were sitting together one day, and of course, Yana coming from former communist Czech Republic at the time, or Czechoslovakia back in those days, growing up under that, they were discussing back and forth about communism, and she's telling him, you know, because she was an adjunct professor at the same university, and she said, you know, she sees it everywhere, can't understand why the American people don't see it. And my uncle said that, you know, because of his background and what he's done in life, he said he watched it, and he said it crept into the universities totally unchallenged, and he said the fascism, the communism, is they're grooming basically the younger generation for what they intend on turning this country into in the not-so-distant future. So that's right. The sad part.
Okay, it is. Well, moving on from there, what updates you got for us, Steve?
All right, one of the things that we've been discussing, the people in Washington and stuff, we've been getting a lot into the issues of... of course, Russia, Ukraine, I'll go into that here in just a few minutes here. But I was noting in one of our recent meetings here that I said, you know, in my own experience from farming that we do here, we are seeing just tremendous burn of the crop. Doesn't matter if you have the water ability or the ability to water it, just an unusual blackening of the leaves and things like that. And my neighbor, who's Army Corps of Engineers, is talking about certain trees are losing their leaves, and it's not because of them misidentifying the season, but because of scorching for some reason. And but then I noticed, though, my father-in-law had put seedlings in his greenhouse to get tomato plants started, but he actually did it in an earthing basin that he built. And even though the temperatures are about 120 degrees during the daytime, which I do vent it to where it doesn't get too hot, all of those plants are remarkably in excellent condition. And so I asked, I said, is there any anomaly that might contribute to this? He said, well, it's interesting. He said, all this week, he said, we've been having meetings specifically with the scientist on agricultural challenges that is coming in the future. And he says, what's causing this? And the reason why you see the difference in the greenhouse is radiation. Not from the sun, he said, though. It's actually from a different source. We don't know where the source is coming from. There's been a lot of speculations, conjectures about it. In fact, one conjecture was that when we detonated at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that radiation actually went into space as well as made a full circle and come back. But that, again, that's just conjecture. Nobody really knows. But nonetheless, we're being bombarded by, he says, a type of radiation. He didn't name what it was. I mean, I did do nuclear physics, so I do understand it if he would have mentioned it. He said that radiation is coming back, and it's majorly affecting botany life on the Earth. He said in so much that he said in about 4 years, we're really concerned whether or not you'll be able to grow anything above ground. He said your greenhouse, though, is providing some protection against the radiation. He said even though it's minimal, it is still a barrier. You know, glass is a barrier. Water is the best barrier you could have. And of course, earth, et cetera. But he said that's why those plants are not as affected as badly. But he said that we are concerned about the challenges that in the near future, you're not going to be able to grow above ground because it's only going to get worse. One reason why, too, people are feeling a lot of fatigue during the daytime if they're out working in the sun, they're getting a very strange fatigue, a very, very odd tiredness. Again, it's exposure to that form of radiation that they're being exposed to. So those are some of the things that were mentioned there. And then I'll kind of we'll turn the focus a little bit to Russia, Ukraine, that situation. What we're seeing on the ground there, there's a lot of things that are happening in relations to the advances. And of course, our media is not really saying what advances Russia is making. We are supplying Ukraine with greater and greater technology because they are losing ground on the battlefield. In the Donetsk region specifically, the Russians have gained ground there. But what they're doing, the Russians are very careful in the way they're trying to do their ground gaining. They're trying to minimize the civilian loss of life. And, of course, now I know that the mainstream media tells you that they're the ones killing all the people there. Not only have I seen the footage and stuff from, like, Patrick Lancaster, who's an American filming on the ground since 2014, and he's interviewing. Yana speaks perfect Russian, and he speaks it as well. And I think he learned that from his wife, but he does very well. But the local people that he interviews are constantly saying the Ukrainians are the ones that are killing the civilians. I asked the people in Washington, and John, you already know the sources that I have and just what level they go up to. Right. But so we're talking about all the way to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And they do concur. It is true. It is to make it appear that the Russians are doing it. In order to gain more support for the war effort and make Russia more vilified. Now, I'm not saying that the Russians, you ain't got bad Russian soldiers in there that don't end up taking civilian lives. I don't say that that's not true. That may very well be true. But at this stage here, it's more to vilify the situation. But the Russians seem to be trying to minimize that. I did ask because I know that my engineer friend in FEMA was concerned that NATO was going to invade on Russia. And I'm being told that that's not going to happen. And I asked if it's going to spill over because we have a whole number of issues that are going on there. And it appears to be, and of course the issue when it came to, you know, NATO invading Russia, you know, it was confirmed, you know, talks, yes, there's always talks about the possibilities, but reality, he said no. He said that would unleash a can of worms that would affect the Europeans more so, even though it would affect us as well, but the Europeans it would definitely affect in a very bad way because that's what Putin will do. He will target the European nations that get involved. So that's, so the thing is, you know, I asked would it spill over because of Poland, things like that. He said from everything that they can see, Putin doesn't want it to spill over. He basically is wanting to create a buffer zone. He said because of the United States and NATO wanting to put nukes in Ukraine, which that was true. That was the intention, was to put nukes in Ukraine to have it closer aimed at Moscow, so that the time for being able to take out Moscow in the event of a war between our nations would be much easier and faster and can be done with no problem. doesn't mean, though, that we're going to see some worse issues still with this war, you know, if it doesn't come settle down, because anything, as I'm being told, could ignite this into a global nuclear confrontation. It doesn't take much. I do know that we have our SEAL team on the ground training Ukrainians. I'll just leave that at that. But it is with more advanced weaponry because of the fact that the Ukrainians are not doing well. The Israelis are, they have sent in quite a few troops that are fighting as Ukrainian fighters, not as Israeli fighters. They're doing that. There's actually a video that I had posted where they're doing a, where they're thanking the state of Israel for supplying the funds and the weapons to be able to fight the Russians. And that kind of bothered me on a couple of levels, mainly because Russia and Israel have got a very good relationship. And for them to openly post a video like that, I realize this is only going to make the situation worse. You know, and it's going to really damage that relationship between Israel and Russia. So I don't know where that's going to, but it's not looking good. So I'll kind of sit back for a minute here, John. I'm going to gather some more notes there while you guys comment on these things here.
Okay. All right. Well, you covered a lot of territory there in a short time. Steve, Steve O'Neill, there were some comments about what's going on with radiation coming from space with no real conclusions, just that this is hitting us and it's going to affect agriculture. And you've been pretty much on top of space weather and what's affecting us. And you're making taking appropriate measures, I should say, to deal with it, aren't you, sir?
I'm very familiar with the problem. The reason the trees are dying is complex, and it's also related to the alkalization of the soil and the compromise of the immune systems due largely to the aluminum. There's a chemistry associated with this, and it causes the tree to become susceptible to especially fungus and dies. Also, there is an issue of there's a leaf excision hormone that's being sprayed in certain areas, and this may be part of the problem. These are all secondary. The primary issue is the compromise of our ozones, and the fact that we are now seeing very substantial amounts of UVC that didn't used to exist in our solar spectrum, and also now X-ray coming in. Now I recall very distinctly having that fatigue in around 07, 08, 09. In the mornings, I noticed I was getting heat stress when I shouldn't. And I didn't know why then. I know very much why now. I have not looked up the penetration depth for UVC, but it's much deeper than UVB. And I suspect what's going on is that the UVC photons reach the capillary layers where they cause a more immediate, not a conduction, but an actual direct heating of blood. And this will cause the body to act very, very quickly to the overheating response. And I think that's what's going on there. It also is very damaging to plants and animals. The NASA fellow who has been taking data since 2013 for Dane has been seeing a very definite and very morbid progression of the erosion of our ozone and the hardening of the UV spectrum. It's ultraviolet C that's coming in that's doing this. The nuclear fallout radiation is negligible. It's, of course, not desirable, but it's a tenth of a millirem per year. It's 1,000th of the natural radiation that we normally get. It's not going to change plant biology unless you have a local problem. It just isn't. The only thing is you might get a few trace minerals, but those still are too small a concentrations to be of concern. The ones we're concerned with are what they're spraying in the sky. And we're also seeing graphene coming up in water and snow samples. Those come from only one source. And graphene is, of course, a known carrier for biologic weapons. You can fill in the blank there. But no, the problem is that by 2025, it's likely, and I, you know, we've been saying this for some time now, that by then, it'll be very difficult to grow any productive outdoor crops. We've known this for some years now. That is what is driving world politics. And the global banker system wants to retain power in the West. And of course, Russia and China want to maintain their power. And none of these are nice guys. And by the way, I don't like Henry Kissinger. He's a globalist. But I do have a lot of respect for what he said with his interview with the Financial Times a month ago, and also what he said at Davos, warning them that they better stop the monkey business.
When we get back from our break, we'll have each of you give your summary, limited to 60 seconds each. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we are back. It's time for the summaries. We'll start with Leon, 60 seconds. Go to Steve Bannoun. Then we'll have Steve O'Neill's summary. And last, we will have Jeff Nyquist's summary. So we'll begin with you, Leon. Your 60-second summary, please, sir.
Yes, sir.
I feel like right now I've been beating a dead horse, or in this case, a donkey. In my case, you know, we already know you've seen in the last 3 years how much gasoline and food and other items have gone up, lumber, metals. If you want to save money, buy the things you know you're going to be using now. And if even the price of engine oil has gone up drastically. There's a $30 increase per 5 gallon bucket just in the last 2.5 months. So you know you're going to need lubrication for your chainsaw, your generators, your motorcycles, your cars. So now is the time to save money. And if you aren't concerned about that, you can always barter in the future. But right now, people, I feel like they're procrastinating, and it's going to be a death knell for many people because it's going to actually kick them in the butt. Thank you very
all
much.
Right. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. We can move on from there. Who's next?
Okay. I concur with what Leon is saying there, John. You need to get things right now. They're going to make things worse. I already know that the whole issue of famine, which artificial, part not artificial, whatever the case may be, is to drive the country to war against one another. So everything's going to become scarce. And that's the ultimate goal. And even here where I live locally, farmers are saying that their fields are being burned to the ground. So we got some problems coming up, and people need to take advantage of getting what they're going to get while they can get it and do it now, be stocked up, and be ready to barter, et cetera.
All right. Thank you for the summary. Steve O'Neill, your 60-second summary, please.
Oil projections are over $200 a barrel next year. That's $10 gasoline. It will be devastating along with whatever else happens. It's time to make sure the homestead is functional as possible. In the meantime, our so-called leaders had better start talking about peace and cooperation, or it's going to be all over in 2 years. We need peace and cooperation and not be talking about this war talk and manipulating economies. And so I'll leave it at that.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Jeff Nyquist, your 60-second summary, please, sir. You're on mute, Jeff.
Yeah, sorry. Many of the narratives we hear today are seeded in our media and in our own brains by our enemy. And if you are sounding like our enemy state media, or you're carrying forward with conspiracy theories that have been planted by enemy agents of influence, you're contributing to the demoralization and division of the country. And I should just point out that I'm the one who disagrees with Mr. Kissinger here in the discussion.
All right. Well said. Gentlemen, thank you very much. And, of course, Jeff will have you on for your exclusive hour tomorrow. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
That nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network,
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.